you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson.
Hey.
So, it's a little bit of a weird episode.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't. It wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
No, and it's a little shorter than usual.
A little bit.
You know why? Because I'm in a poopy mood. I have to learn how to get out of my head, Jay. I don't know how I do that.
Well, no, I mean, the show did fall apart. But, you know, you could always shoot the shit for an hour.
40 minutes, and then I realize it.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, my God, how long has this been?
This is why people think you hate
me
so much.
What a nightmare.
Hazel Moore comes in the studio. We were going to do this big OnlyFans thing. Didn't really work out, but she's pretty.
She was hot.
She's very
hot. I have an outside feeling she would have done all kinds of wacky shit, but she was just another just young, uncomfortable one.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
We're getting old, Ralph.
We're getting old. By the way, here's what I realized lately. Like, I used to feel like I had a shot with girls.
Yeah.
But now, like, when Dylan comes in or Paco comes in, like, they're not going to fucking look at this old idiot.
Paco threw it outside. It was very good. Did a good job.
Does he get anything from her?
I think I may have had an outside shot.
No, yeah. Outside as in like Queens?
Yeah. Yeah, outside of here.
Outside. All right. Remember, we do the show every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR.
I'm never confident, but I thought I had a really...
I think that she definitely was more into you than me, for sure. If you're picking one of us.
It was my masculine fight story.
Yeah, she was... By the way, at one point...
Fight stories suck. So if you win, dude, you sound so lame.
When you said one story, though, she did this. Jay, look at me. She really did this at one point. Looked like, oh, well, you should have doing that.
Oh, what's
you
know? Up? That was my dick touching her thigh.
We do the show twice a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern.
We do?
You code SDR. I do.
Oh.
And you get 20% off. 20% off the entire network.
What's that, like $1.50?
It's like $1.50.
Wow, that's 20%.
Yeah. Or just watch live, share live. Look, I'll tell you this, Jay. We are, I think, now the third biggest show on the network or the fourth. Something
it's
like
your
that.
Your network.
But still, I think we're the fourth, maybe.
Should be the first.
No.
It's your network, dude. Play with
Biz
the numbers.
Bing is too popular.
Play.
Legion is too
with
popular.
The numbers.
I'm too honest. All right, here we go. It is the clusterfucky Hazel Moore episode.
There's no clusterfuck.
There is.
Absolutely fine.
Nothing
three
worked.
Of us talking.
Jay,
three of us talking.
I need things to work a certain way. I'm a control freak. I have OCD.
I was a mess. Don't listen. It sucks.
Here we go. SDR show. The way Jay said.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm weed. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art. You need to know. The SDR show.
Let's go. It is the SDR show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll show in the better late than never. We're running on Lewis time, Jay. Lewis time.
Doesn't matter. I'm so excited for this Zoom show. We're going to have the girls on. They're going to do so much fun
stuff. We have all this stuff set up. It's going to be wild.
Everything's so great.
We, you know, by the way, everything works perfectly. That's a good thing about it.
Yeah. See, Lainey teased her hair out for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, everything's great. So let's just...
Lainey looks like the thinner gypsy.
So I will explain it this way. First of all, let's introduce... first of all, it's Big J. Oakerson. I am Ralph Sutton.
Hey.
Bobby, Shannon, Paul, Lainey. We're all here.
Zoom.
For some reason, Harrington's bald with a fucking head that should not be bald. I don't know
I think
why.
It looks good.
I don't think so.
You don't think it looks good?
No, I don't like it.
No, his hair, his hairline's going.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's not super pale or anything. Yeah, it's good.
It's okay. I can't pull off bald at all.
I can't do bald head at all. Harris is definitely pulling off bald head.
Better than I could, but I still don't like it.
I don't know about the day labor bandana.
That's probably what it is I don't like about it. But so let me just say this.
He's got to mow lawns in the morning.
Very pretty young lady here. I don't even know how old you are. I'm going to guess 9. Is that about right?
That was close.
How old are you?
21.
All right, it is Hazel Moore. Hazel Moore is in the studio. Really very pretty young lady. Made us turn off the AC. We're already miserable about it. But so
don't worry. Ralph's going to cool off now that he knows you're not 9. Thanks, Bobby.
I liked it. I liked it, too. So we had a flood, a pretty bad flood in this studio. Last Wednesday, we ran a pre-tape.
40 days and 40 nights.
It felt like it. There was like, it was at least a couple of inches of water throughout the whole place. We had Bobby, Eric, and I. We were freaking out. Bobby, when did we? We're still talking till like midnight, 2 a.m, something like that, right?
At least 3, yeah.
Had to pull out all the computers, had to take out all the furniture, and good
luck.
You
were only able to take 2 of everything. Bobby Hutch and Mike Harrington.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Both Alex, of Shannon's boobies.
Yeah, Alex and Shannon, or Shannon's titties.
So then it had to all sit outside and dry for a few days.
The two black guys from
No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies. Yeah. Dave Temple and Derek Gaines.
And then...
Well, are we going to want to have sports on this boat?
No.
Oh, then you don't...
Harrington, we could do a Bisbing and Tommy Dreamer. There you go. There's
Ooh,
your two. See
fake
that?
Fake fighter and real fighter?
Hey, you tell that to Tommy Dreamer's face, buddy.
That wrestling's fake?
Tell it to him.
What's he going to do?
Beat the shit out of you?
To prove that wrestling is
fake? Does he not take
fake?
His wrestling career very seriously?
He does take it seriously.
Yeah.
But he does know that when he goes in, he knows he's going
to
win.
It is fake, but there is a lot of physicality to it.
Oh, of course.
That's
I don't want to do
saying.
It.
That's
yeah.
But anyway, when did we got a fucking water removal system in here at like 3 a.m, and then we didn't know shit for a couple of days. We finally got everything.
Was it Harrington and his Hermanos coming in here to do it?
Yeah, it was.
Bobby, and then, Bobby's my best audience. Yeah, Bobby, I'm so
thank
happy
God,
he
thank
lived.
God he's here. You put him closer to Mike. So
I'm so happy Bobby lived.
So then we put everything back together, and there's a couple of unfortunate things that happened. One of our computers is gone.
Son of a bitch.
Which was the cheapest computer here, thank God. Two, apparently the plan that we had tonight,
yes,
which was to zoom in these three beautiful girls that Lainey set up.
I built my whole schedule.
I'll say their name, Madison Knox, Addison Sins. We know what's the deal with Knox and Sins. Why are like those are two most popular last names?
There's four porn names. Too.
That's it. But come on, please. Like think about something else. It's always those two. And Sarah Russo.
If you weren't porn, I would name you Ralph Lynn.
Ralph Lynn. There's another good one. Ralph Lynn Knox.
Nope, just Ralph Lynn.
Ralph Lynn Sins.
Yeah. I would be Jay Akira.
There's another good one. Akira's a good one. But we cannot get the Zoom to work because of some sort of cabling issue that happened. So, Hazel, you're flying solo tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, by the way, you're going to want to be a lot more wordy than that going forward if we're going to fill in.
It was great.
Okay, yeah. I
think it's a little better. I'm going to tell you a couple of stories, Jay. Then we'll get into Hazel Moore's life and we'll wrap this up because I am trying to deal with anger issues better.
Okay.
This is nobody's fault.
Ralph killed a guy back in college.
Yeah. I know what you did last summer was based on me. She doesn't even know that reference because she's 21 years old.
Did you ever say I know what you did last summer?
Nope.
Yeah, parents did.
Probably true. All right. So first I want to get your...
You might know Ralph. He was Boris Karloff in the old...
She's going to know who that is?
Yeah.
She's not going to know who Boris Karloff
is. Up. Have you ever heard of Lon Chaney?
Just purposely making... idiotic references. All right, so I want to get your
Bela Lugosi.
There you go.
I'm out of all references.
Vincent Price would be one.
Vincent Price?
No.
Still no.
All right. No.
You know, I mean, Ralph was in Iron Maiden?
Did you know Iron Maiden?
I know. I'm going
to. She did react to Ozzy. Did you know who Ozzy Osbourne is, or you were just kidding before?
He's a reality TV guy.
Okay. Why would even reality's too young for her.
He's a ghost hunter.
Ozzy is? Oh, he has a new show out now, right?
Yeah, and his son Ghost Hunt.
All right, so first, let me just tell you this quick story. I want to get your opinion on it. I'm sure she won't care, but I'm just curious if you're going to...
Oh, she can give an opinion. She's a person. What the fuck?
21, you never
remember. Remember she was cold and wanted to put on a sweatshirt?
Yes,
you were like,
and
keep
then it
those titties out.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to see your family again, you'll keep those titties out. Yeah. And I was all like, Ralph, this isn't you. And then... You were like, I'll burn this whole
fucking
place down.
I started
fucking,
I took out my...
We're afraid.
Yeah, you better show those titties. I just kept saying that.
Stab me with a pen.
Yeah, the one that I can flip so easily. Get that on camera. Where's the camera? Look at that. Look at that beautiful flipping off.
Oh,
God damn it.
Sorry, lady listeners, for the wet pussies.
Yeah. All right.
Our apologies if you're sliding out of your chairs.
Saturday night, there was I live in my... There's only 5 other people that live in my building.
Me, right? I was in San Diego, if you were asking.
I was not asking. nor do I care. And there was a party upstairs till 5 a.m,
damn.
We'll say, right?
That's late.
And I, as you know, Jay, avid morning runner.
It's true.
Where is it? It's not triggered. God damn it.
Oh, did we lose that in the flood?
I think we lost that in the flood, too. The triggers don't work. There
Thank
it goes.
God we have our two black
She's not going to get that reference.
Thank God either. We have our two black podcasts.
She's not going to get that reference.
Oh, no. Chariots of Fire.
No, she's not going to know that. 21.
I know. Ralph.
I know.
He keeps correcting me. You think she's going to know
I
that?
Know,
no.
I know
that's
you
the
know.
Funny of it is that we're old
I
men.
Get it. So, God. I was running Sunday morning.
Me and Ralph are like Hawkeye and PJ on MASH.
We're very Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
We're the next BTS.
We're very Laurel and Hardy.
Is that good?
No, BTS. The next BTS. That's good. We're like Harry Styles and I don't know who else.
That's too old now.
Is that, do you know Harry Styles?
Yeah.
Okay, that's something. Okay.
Yeah, he's the old man from that band.
You really seem to know what you're talking about. You seem well versed in the One Direction. So Sunday morning, I get up to do my run. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get in the elevator, barely awake because I didn't sleep for the stupid party. Get in the elevator, and I smell. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck smells so bad? And I look down, and I'm standing in a puddle of puke in the elevator.
Ew.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is to win over the 21-year-old. The elevator opens up into the apartment. So one apartment per floor. The elevator opens up in the apartment. So you just went
anyone could just puke in there.
Yeah, went right into the puke, right? And I'm saying, I fucking just want to get out of the house. I go find a puddle, clean my shoes off, go do the run, come back. Still puddle of puke is there. Wash my shoes and then write this letter and put it in the elevator, which said, to whomever had the party till 5 a.m. last night, I have to assume this puke is related to that. How about you respect the building and the people that live in this building and clean this shit up because it fucking stinks and taped it to the wall?
Did you say clean this shit up?
Clean this shit up because it fucking stinks.
Did you really?
100%. I should have taken a picture of it.
Damn, you were ready to scrap.
And I taped it to the inside of the elevator.
Can I tell you something right now? This story so far? You're looking really sexy.
So I was told you might like not like that, though. You like that or you don't like that?
No, dude. Nice passive aggressive.
I was almost putting my phone number on to say, call me if you want to talk about it, but
bring
I didn't do
it,
that.
Motherfucker.
And then when
meet
I came back.
Meet me outside by the Cotty roll place.
When I came back an hour later, the sign was ripped off, but the puke was cleaned up. So I look at it as mission accomplished.
Done.
Done, right?
Did you sign your name to it?
No, but I mean, I should have. I almost put my apartment number to if you want to talk about it.
I didn't
like
that.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Tell them 3 p.m. behind the library. I'm going to fuck you up.
But I know sometimes you give me shit when I get angry about my neighbors having late parties and stuff.
I do?
You have before.
What was the thing? Here's the thing. You go to bed at like 9, like...
10:30, yeah.
It's all weird.
That's when I go to bed.
Really?
See this?
Yeah.
Do you run?
No, I have really bad knees.
Oh. Well.
So do I. But I
what time do you wake up?
Like... ideally, like 5 or 6.
God,
but
six
I don't
in the
run.
Morning?
Yeah.
Damn. Why?
Maybe we should switch seats, Jay.
Yeah.
We can be buddies.
Oh, that hurt you so bad. Oh my God, did you see that?
I'm more than double her age.
Tell me, everybody out there. So come, someone get Bobby.
Get on the mic. Bobby. You're not going to. No one's hearing you. Shaming
me. I need Bobby. In here.
Bobby should have been here laughing.
Damn, where's Bobby?
Bobby's trying to fix Zoom happened. In the other room. That's why. Bobby's trying to fix.
So good.
All right. So anyway.
Damn, we could be good friends. Oh my God.
You didn't say good friends.
He wasn't even fully hitting on you, and you already. Oh, I love that.
That's
so
like,
much.
Would it have been cool if I said, "Oh, what are you sure?" Because I have a boyfriend. No one's asking anything.
He's going to be bitching about that and in a grumble voice his whole run tomorrow. Oh, Kara, I'm old.
Not my fault. I'm not too old.
She's too young. Learn about MASH if you want to know whatever.
Get the Laurel and Hardy reference. You're going to fucking get in my pants.
Lon Chaney. She just stared blank when I made it a Lon Chaney reference. It's a great reference.
So I'm glad that you were on my side with that, Jay.
Yeah, dude. I'd make it more of a thing.
You should? No. If it happens again, first of all, look, my philosophy is if you're going to have a party in the building, a Saturday night's the night to have it.
Sure.
It's hard to get upset about it on a Saturday.
You're right.
If it was a Monday, it'd be a different story.
Absolutely.
And then if the puke wasn't there, I'd have nothing to complain about. But it was so much puke in the elevator, it was awful. Anyway.
So much puke.
Now I'll tell you a little quick embarrassing story about me, and then we're going to do a couple of the quick things. We'll probably wrap
this up. The embarrassing story where you wrote a note, but you didn't sign it or give me any information?
You think, would you have signed it in your building? Come on now. You're full of shit.
Dude.
You're full of shit.
Yeah. I would. My note would have said, on site, I'm going to fuck you up. -J.
Jay, in room, and they give a different apartment number.
Yeah, -J.
In your old building, because now in your new building, it's not a situation, but in the old building, did that ever, anything like that ever happen?
Yeah, I put a guy through a glass door for pissing in the hallway.
I don't know that.
Who does that story.
Dude.
Shannon brought it up, but I don't know. Shannon, was that said on this show? I don't think so.
I feel like it. I've heard Jay tell the story on in multiple places.
Yeah, but
like,
he doesn't care about the show. So think about
that. That is true, Shannon. I don't care about the show.
But
in fact, once he found out the OnlyFans girls weren't coming in, he almost walked out.
I can't believe I'm still here, quite honestly.
I did tell Ralph the story.
You did tell me.
He's
just
pretending like it's
no. You told me that there was a story where he got into a fight for someone pissing, but he says throwing them through a window. I didn't hear that part.
Put them through a glass window.
Does that turn you on?
Sure.
No, I don't know. That didn't. Oh shit! That didn't.
Got like guys in tight pants at a thing now. Not fucking
tight tough guys. Pants.
Dudes who yell at a no, Santa.
Tight
Con
pants
guy.
Were like 5-8 years ago.
Now right. You were
now
what,
it's
nine?
Baggy pants again.
Is it? It's like yeah. Hammer pants.
Hammer pants.
She's not gonna get that reference either.
MC Hammer.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So great. Let me ask you, at 21, is your first president, this is a weird question, but your first memory of a president is Obama, I would guess, right?
Yeah.
That's wild.
What?
That's so recently.
Why? Because you were the Secretary of Defense?
Yes, that's why. Okay, so just quickly tell me that story, because I only heard the top line of it. I don't know much about it.
Ralph worked in the Woodrow Wilson administration.
Do you know your presidents?
No.
There we go. It's a president, Woodrow Wilson.
Damn, dude, you're becoming a shitty friend now. You went from friend to now you're on the shit list. Now you're not getting invited to the lingerie party.
Tell me the story.
There was a guy, it was SantaCon.
Okay.
I was getting ready to do a show, and I walked outside, and the guy was pissing just like in the corner on like packages. Remember like my front hall
right.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like carpet?
No,
it?
No,
okay. But it's all over packages and shit, like people's packages.
That's gross.
And his girlfriend was standing on like the steps to go upstairs, mm-hmm. And he was just doing that down there. And I walked
and
out.
She was just waiting for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, "I would." This is the funniest part because I go, "Dude, are you fucking pissing right now?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry." I go, "What the?" And I'm like, "Sorry." And I'm like, "Well, I'm gonna wait till he's done pissing, and hit him." And then,
let me ask you this. Yeah. Did you recognize him from the building?
No, like, no, they were going to a party in the building.
Oh, he didn't live in the building.
No.
Okay.
And then Christine walked out the door and she goes, she just looks at me and there's nothing I could do. So, because I don't want to hit him while he's pissing, of course. You don't want to get pissed on. And she comes out and she goes, "Hey." And I go, "That guy's pissing." And then he finished pissing. And in the time he was trying to piss, No. I fucking grabbed him, and then Christine was kind of like, "Whoa!" And I was like, "All right, you know what? We live across the street from a police station. I'm gonna bring him over to the police."
Okay.
I brought him over to the police. The police talked to me like I was an asshole.
Because you brought him over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, "All right," they're like, "I go, yeah, this guy was pissing," and they're doing like the "calm the fuck down, buddy." That shit. And you're like, "I'm calm." I'm like, "I'm telling you what happened." And so he goes, "Chill out," and just doing all that shit. And you're like, and then I was like, "Are you guys just going to let him?" I was like, "Don't you want to hear the story?" And they were like, "We got it. We got the thing." And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Are you guys going to just let him go?" And they go, "We're fine." And I just started cursing the cops out.
Mm-hmm. Is this turning you on? Looks like she's getting turned on a little bit.
Fuck cops.
I have a thing against authorities.
She's getting turned on.
I have a thing about these. She started doing this. Oh, dude. Let me tell you. Once my shit was all legal, I used to have so much illegal shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, whether it be like suspended license, driving around and stuff all the time. So like I had so much illegal shit that I was so afraid of cops that now when the beauty of being a white person and just cursing at a cop is just so lovely. Okay. They really can't do shit about it. There's nothing they could do, especially if they're wrong, which
right.
I wouldn't do this if they weren't being fucking assholes. But they were being super shitty and I was like, "Fuck you guys." And I remember what they said too. They go, "We're going to take him to the hospital, dude." Like, "How about that?" Like,
"For what?"
I don't know. But they're like, "We're going to take him to the hospital." I go, "Yeah, fuck you. You're not doing shit." And I stood on my stoop and waited as I watched them just let him go as soon as they thought I was gone. Let him go. And then this is the funniest, too, because I sprinted down the block. I mean, and felt no pain. I was sprinting because I was like, "I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to fuck him up. Like, fuck it. The cops aren't going to do anything. Right. I'm just going to do it." And
let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Was the guy talking shit to you at all while you were trying to bring him to the cops and stuff like that? Was he like,
"No, his girlfriend was like begging me to just let them go," or okay. something like that. And I was cursing her out and shit. So like it was just a whole ordeal. So I ran in the block and I get to him, and then as soon as I stop to fucking like get in his face and say a bunch of shit, dude, it's all fucking fat sprinting down the whole block. And I was just like, "Was you fucking
I'm gonna get your ass.
Piece of shit?" Yeah, I'm like, "Fuck, you think you're just gonna walk whatever nonsense."
You know what you should try, by the way? Running.
Hey.
Ah, god damn it.
It's okay.
Oh,
there it is. I just kind of grabbed him by like his jacket. He's like walked him back past the cops, and the cops were like, "Oh, here we go." And I was like, "You guys are the worst." So I brought him back inside, and I was like, "Clean it, with your fucking clothes or whatever right now.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I like that.
And so he was going to do it. But when we got in there, our super was already down there and saw what happened. I was telling him what happened with these two. And the super starts yelling at the guy. And Bob, our super, was like an old like Russian dude. Tough guy for sure. You know, he's like an older guy, just like so strong and handy. He's one of those guys. But he's down there. And he just, the way he said it, he's like, what am I, an animal that I have to like clean this up? And, you know, right. I have to clean up your piss in the hallway. What's wrong? And he said something to the girl, like shutting her down. And that was the first time the guy got like any kind of like, he's like, whoa, 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 dude, easy. Like talking to his girl. Uh-huh. So then I just like got in his chick's face and I just called her a cunt a lot over and over again. Mm-hmm. And he literally put his hand on my shoulder to go, dude. And then when he just did that, I just hit him down the hallway a bunch. And then the last one, he went through the front door.
But the moral of that story is your super did have to clean up the piss because you beat up the guy.
He had to clean up the piss. He had to clean up a fucking broken window.
So you're the bad guy in the story, technically.
He loved it. At one point, I said to him, I was like, Bob, I go, turn off the cameras in here. I'll fuck him up right in here. And Bob looked back at me and he went, yeah? And I went,
did
yeah.
Did he go, da? He's Russian.
I started taking my jacket off and he's like, no, don't. And then it all just kind of went haywire from there. But here's the thing. I've had this a lot. I've had a couple of road rage things that have gotten pretty intense. But I always say, me and Lewis always talk about this. I have this weird thing with like justice, if it can happen in that moment. And I hate when someone just in life. So there's something like that guy might never piss outdoors again. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's good.
I hit a guy with Christine at me one time when he punched my car.
Because?
He's just a drunk guy punching the car and I got out and I fucking.
Is this turning you knocked. On? It's turning on a little bit.
It shouldn't.
It's just
terrible behavior.
Get close to your mic, by the way.
It's stupid behavior, believe me.
Do you like the idea of a big, strong man beating up other people? Because Shannon loves that. Do you like that?
I guess.
All right, there we go.
So then, Ralph, you're being a bad friend right now.
Why?
No, not to me. To Hazel.
Oh, to Hazel. I thought I'm being a good friend to you.
No, and the same thing. The guy, I'm like, that guy will never just like... Dude, he hit my car. It was also at a time where it was like, that car was like costing so much in my life. You know what I mean? But I needed a car. And it was just for some dude to just be like, like whatever, just like punch it. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? You know, it's like, you know how much this costs me every month? And so I was enraged by that. But I guess that guy will never do that again either.
I don't know if I ever
did. By the way, any one of these situations, a guy can just hit me first and knock me the fuck out. I'm not any kind of trained or... savvy fighter in any kind of way. It's just like in the moment of a thing, man. If it's gonna happen, I'd rather be like in it.
All right, before we go any further, Jay, probably the longest continuous sponsor,
the longest and thickest sponsor.
Oh, you see, sponsor on the network. It is Blue Chew and their goddamn chewables that we all love so much.
Yeah, dude, my boner rules. Lately, and I don't have to go see a doctor and talk about my boner.
You have
at
to
all.
Explain why you need it. It
comes right to the house. You go to an online, you get an online prescription from an online physician in the online world of
you
online.
You see what
boners.
I'm doing when I say physician? Can you see that on camera?
Yeah. Well, why? Because his name's Dr. Scott.
Dr. Vadgers.
Yeah. Doctor. Yeah. You get to call him Dr. Bill. Yeah. It's very easy. It's all made here in the U.S. It's got the same active ingredients as
the other guys.
Viagra, Cialis. Same
and it's chewable.
Stuff.
It happens faster. It shows up at your door. You use the code SDR at bluechew.com. First month is free.
The pussy doesn't show up at your door. You got to find that yourself.
That you got to do. It's the only, we can't do everything for you.
But you're going to have a boner.
You know who's that's not going to come at your door? Sure. Hazel Moore, that's for sure.
Hey.
Not if you're my age.
Not if you're your age. But you guys could be friends. And she'll look at your. Oh, honestly, if you want to get a Blue Chew boner, she'll shove a rusty nail up your dick hole.
Yeah, she'll give you a dirty whatever. I don't know what it is. But just again, go to bluechew.com. Use the code SDR. You get the first one free. The Blue Chew chewables. They are what we all know and love so much. Let's get back into it. You know, as we said prior, I don't know if it was on air or off, but I've never been in a fight in my life. But a cop story. I think I've told the story on the show, and I apologize if I did, but it was a long time ago. I came home from work one night. Or from somewhere, and there was a homeless woman sleeping in my lobby. Do you remember this story or
you
no?
Fought her.
Yeah, I fought her because I could win that fight. Did I tell you? Remember this?
Maybe.
So I told her, look, I'm not going to call the cops, but you can't stay here more than a night. She goes, oh, no, thank you. And it goes, it was a cold night, I go home. And then I guess somebody else in the building felt that they should call the cops to this woman because she's sleeping in the hall, and they kick her out. And like 5, 6 in the morning or something, my doorbell rings. And it's two cops. And they said, do you know why we called you? Why you're being called? And I said, I think I know why. And my head was, this woman called the cops because she was mad at me. That's what I figured, right? They said, we need to come up and check something out. And I was stupid and said, sure, and let them in the building, which I should have not have done because they didn't have a warrant or anything. And they come into the, two cops come into the elevator. Elevator opens. They did not expect to see me standing right in the elevator.
They tased you.
They drew their guns on me.
Yeah.
Right? And they said, back up, back up, back. And I fucking almost shit my pants. I'm like, yeah, whatever you fucking need. Just do whatever you fucking need to do. And they said, you know what?
Dude, he's a hot chick. You should be like, I grabbed the gun.
Yeah, and then I fucking beat them both up. I said, here's your gun now, because I'm being nice.
He shot himself. And then I John Wick killed everybody else in the room.
You know who John Wick is? You're too young for that.
Don't know who that Pow! Is.
That one you thought she knew.
I sort of did.
Yeah. So they said, do you know why we were called? I said, yeah, I think so. He said, well, we need to look around. I said, go look everywhere. And they looked, and I told them what happened, and they apologized. I said, you fucking scared the shit out of me. And they were like, oh, we're so sorry. And they left. But I said,
so sorry expecting? We drew our guns.
Yeah, we drew our guns.
You.
It was the only time in my life ever I've had a gun drawn on me.
Why would they draw guns? Because a residential elevator opened.
They saw me right in front of the elevator. I was like, hey, guys, like right in front of them. And I guess they just fucking freaked out. It scared the shit out of me. They drew, because they were told,
reactive
they told me afterwards,
police?
That a guy was beating up women in his apartment. That's what the woman said.
Yeah, well, that's you.
What?
That was me.
But that was up in your apartment. Why did they put the guns in the lobby?
That was the day before.
She was asleep in a puddle of blood upstairs. That didn't have anything to do with this call.
And then just a couple of quick things. Do you have the, Shannon, the this comment was meant as an insult. It was from the last episode we did in the studio.
Oh, Lord.
Read that.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Yeah, the skinny guy's voice next to Jay is very annoying.
He did it to piss me as an insult, but I could not have been happier from that.
You don't get the joke there at all.
No, what?
I noticed that when you said that.
What's the joke?
She's talking about the girl's voice, the daughter.
Oh.
She's like, dong, 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 dong.
I thought you were talking about me.
No.
Sorry. God damn it. Did you know that, Shannon?
No, I didn't know what episode it came from.
Oh, fuck.
You're never sitting next to me.
I know. No. That episode, I was sitting next to you. That's why.
You are. Yeah, it was. It's the talk. They're making a joke about her
voice.
The
reason why I thought it was, because that was the only time I was sitting next to you.
It sounded like she had a nose plugs in.
Oh, but that fucking bothers me. I was so excited. God damn it.
You're skinny, dude.
Are you guys going to talk shit about me after?
I wouldn't do it. No. This was a different thing.
You're just saying that.
How about this? Ready? No?
No. This was a different
thing. And then I'll tell you, on that episode, this is a very embarrassing story. I'm going to tell you anyway. So just so you know, The concept of that episode, which was 2 weeks ago now, was Jay and I against a mother-daughter porn team, and or cam team maybe is the right way to say it. I don't know if they're whatever. And Shannon came up with punishments if we lost a round, and punishments for them if they lost a round.
Are you talking about punishments?
Punishments. That's a good word, by the way. We should use that. But one of them was lipstick on each other, Jay and I had to do. And then one of them was we were going to have to expose our bare asses and get slapped by the other, right?
Believe it or not, we beat a doctor in this game.
But I'm a very hairy Jew, Jason.
Yeah.
And I was worried about my hairy ass on national television, so to speak.
You shaved it?
I shaved it, and it gave me so many problems. I've never done that in my life. I was in pain for a fucking 2 weeks. Because of hair growing back. I couldn't sit right. Like ingrown, like, you know, pain. Like, I would sit down, like, oh, like, pain.
You shaved your ass.
I thought I didn't want my hairy ass on TV, and then we didn't even have to do it.
You shaved your ass for nothing.
For nothing.
You should get a shirt now, since I shaved my ass for this.
Yeah, and then there's a couple other quick things. Then I'll show you one other thing. But prior to today, because right now you would imagine I'm not in a good mood very often, because I'm being very crabby because the studio's not working. But lately, I've been in somewhat of a good mood in general.
Yeah.
So much so that my ex-girlfriend, remember when we did the ex-girlfriends of mine episode? I don't know what episode.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
One of them is Kathy, who I dated for a long time. She had dark hair. She called me after that episode because she thought I was on antidepressants because I seemed too happy.
Too happy?
Too happy.
Oh.
Do you feel
Are you on antidepressants?
No, and I'm not against them.
Sure.
I'm so hot right now, it's fucking driving me crazy, but I want her to be happy.
You can turn it
off. No, it's fine. But that's a compliment to me. She thought for sure I was on antidepressants, and I'm not.
Are you sure she didn't mean that as like a
No, she
insult?
Said you seem so happy lately. I was watching a couple episodes. Are you on antidepressants because you seem so happy?
Was she like asking to figure out which one she should take?
Maybe. I don't know, but I just thought I took it as a compliment, but maybe I'm wrong, just like I was wrong with that thing. That really bothered me. You ruined my day with that one, Jay.
It's the reality of what happened. I'm sorry.
And then lastly, just one, a couple of quick things. One, I tried to impress a girl, and I took her to a fancy pants restaurant. You know how I do that, right?
Yeah.
And we went to a caviar restaurant, right, where it's caviar tasting. I happen to love caviar, so I'm fine with it, right?
I happen to love
caviar. I love it. You don't like it? You made a face like, I love caviar.
It's just like caviar. Fish eggs.
I love it. I love the taste of it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
All right, there we go. We're back like that.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh.
Well, you guys can go to the father-daughter dance together.
Grandfather.
You guys know where to go after the
granddaughter dance. And we went to this restaurant. First of all, it was fucked up. I'll say the name of the place is called Caviar Russe, right?
Uh-huh.
And they had what sounded great to me. It was a $90 tasting menu.
Sure.
Expensive, but not bad. I go, caviar is not in the tasting menu. Let's start with that.
Okay.
You have to pay extra for the caviar, which go fuck yourself.
Well, right? Just so you know, that does sound like a caviar ruse.
Oh, pow! I get it.
I mean, I thought that was waiting there. That was low-hanging fruit.
Yeah,
can't believe you didn't take it.
Yeah. And then...
No caviar ruse is caviar tasting menu? No caviar.
No caviar. That's why we bought a caviar extra, but I've never seen this on a menu in my life. They had one item on the menu. If you wanted to try it, $16,000 for caviar. What?
Okay.
I didn't do it, but I've never seen it.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, surprise.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I thought that's where the story was going.
But I just couldn't believe that it was. I've never seen that on a menu. $16,000 item.
Why would it be?
Well, I don't know. I asked, did anyone ever order this in your lives? The guy said you'd be surprised how many people
order. Is there only one fish that makes it?
Yeah, it's like some special thing. It was just crazy. I've never seen that on a menu before. $16,000 for one item. I thought it was a fucking joke.
Do those ones hatch inside your stomach?
Yeah. Hey, wait for it. And then lastly, Shannon, play the song, and then I'm going to show you one other thing. This is you may know this, but my brother sent it to me and describing me in what we talk about. Well, let's see the video. Can we see the video? There we go. Do you know this, Jay? I don't know if you will.
That's you?
No, just listen.
Great folk hero. Running free, running free, running fag on.
It's me. You ever hear this before?
No.
Oh, you could stop it.
What is it from?
It's from Kids in the Hall.
Oh. Well, they were all gay.
Yeah, that's why they can get away with it.
Yeah.
But my brother sent it to me when I sent him a screenshot of one of my runs, and he sent that to me.
Running faggot?
Yeah, running faggot.
So, yeah, I do like that.
Every time
Running free.
Running faggot, running free. I love it. It makes me happy. All right, before we go any further, I always forget that. Talk about one of our sponsors that we love so much.
Yes.
Why? There he goes.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What brings you here?
Oh, I came for the Zoom show. I heard there was going to be hot box all over the place.
Well, I got
showing things and trying stuff. And Hazel's going to get so worked up. She has us, all three of us.
Three?
Yes.
Including Shannon?
No. Jay.
Oh.
You. And... Yo Delta Vampire.
That seems a little unfair to me. It seems like Yo Delta Vampire and Jay is getting more action.
Different ends of the body, you know?
Yeah. You know what could help you get through this? Yo Kratom Vampire? Am I saying that right?
Yo Delta Vampire.
Yo Delta Vampire. Is that if you needed some Yo Delta to help you get through the fact
I do.
That I should have used some today.
Yes. You could have used a little bit of mellow on your heart.
Yes, because Delta 8 sponsor is our newest sponsor, the Yo Delta Delta 8 sponsor. They have vapes. They have gummies. It is the legal way to get high in about 40 states, 45 states out of the 50 states, something like that.
You said vapes and gummies like there was going to be four more. They have vapes. They have gummies. Yo Delta's potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your source and he either wants to hang out too much, well, I've been there, and you can never track him down, been there too. Just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high, and they'll come right to your door.
YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. You get 25% off. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. Promo code GAS for 25% off your entire order. We're talking vapes. We're talking gummies.
Oh, man. Vapes, gummies, YoDelta.com. Promo code GAS.
Let's get back into it. All right. Last thing we're going to do this with everybody on the show, and then we'll wrap up. Okay. I saw this, and it seems to be true for everybody. If you go to UrbanDictionary.com, write the name dirty, and then your first name, there's a description, a sexual description for every single name on the planet that we could think of.
Where? I thought Hazel was going to squirt out of her vagina to a fill line in a cup.
No, we're doing that.
What is this show?
That's the finale.
Oh. No.
So let's, can you bring up Urban Dictionary?
We really should have got that.
Oh, there's a Dirty Sutton. I was going to Dirty Ralph, but Dirty Sutton. What's a Dirty Sutton?
A woman inserts a Sharpie or other similar object into her ass and proceeds to masturbate.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to say this. Every one of these things.
If I put a Sharpie on my ass, it's not a Dirty Sutton?
Every one of these things Hazel's going to do on the show. I forgot to mention that.
Upon climax, she clenches her ass muscles, launching the object across the room into her partner's waiting mouth. I will say, across the room, probably not going to happen. Two, even if it was very lubed, it's probably not going to get that kind of distance. And whatever you put on it to cover it up,
it's straight. It's
there's going to be shit on it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Look up a Dirty Ralph. I'm sure that's in there, too. I looked mine up.
Didn't you say last name?
No, first name. Look up Dirty Ralph. I bet you there's a Dirty Ralph. I know
there's going to be a picture of you.
That's right. And it's me like this.
Yeah, Dirty Ralph. A Dirty Ralph occurs when a girl is puking.
Makes
and
sense.
You stick a dick or a dildo in her pussy, preferably in doggy position. Maybe a Dirty Ralph would happen in your elevator.
It's very possible.
You think someone got Dirty Ralph at that party?
Yeah, I hope probably. Let's look up a Dirty Jay and a Dirty Shannon and then a Dirty Hazel, and we'll call it a night.
Dirty Jay is when you piss in her ass to kill the demons. Last night she said...
I go back to it?
I was looking for a sentence. Last night she said, horny... So
no, she horny. Oh, she said she horny.
What is, did a fucking Chinese immigrant write this?
It's Paco wrote it.
Last night, she says she horny, so I have her a Dirty J.
Pissing her ass to kill the demons.
Yeah. I think I've tried to pee in a butt before.
No, you didn't.
In a shower, but I don't think it's hard to pee.
I don't believe
when
that.
You're hard.
I need to try that. I got some demons up there.
To try it, I don't know. Can you pee with an erection? I don't know. It's very difficult.
It's difficult. You can. In the morning, I've done it, but you really have to push your dick down. It hurts.
Yeah, here comes a Dirty Hazel.
Dirty Hazel is she a bad bitch. Cutie with a booty with head game. 10 out of 10. Man, I met a Dirty Hazel last night. Head so good, I visited heaven.
How do you feel about that, Hazel?
I think that's a good description.
Good description of you.
Yeah.
Can we pull up a Dirty Shannon?
When the chick got them good titties.
All right, they know Shannon.
Them motorboat titty fucking titties. Like, I want to be smothered to death in those titties. These are like lyrics. These are poems.
That definitely sounds like a lyric.
In a sentence, she let me...
Oh, Shannon, come on now.
For the love of God. She let me Dirty Shannon her last night. So good, could not breathe.
Why is breathe linked? Can you click breathe?
Shannon, that should be your merch. It should be a picture of your titties and say, I can't breathe. Has that been used?
What I do best, I'm talented.
Because I can't breathe out there?
And that's a good one.
Can anybody edit those?
Yeah, I think so. Can we look up a Dirty Paul? And we're probably not going to go much longer because I'm trying to hold back my anger.
Can we Dirty Laney?
Dirty Paul and a Dirty Laney. Can we look those up?
Dirty Mike?
And we probably want to do the first with Hazel.
Yeah, we'll do that too, of course. Let me see. Let's look up Dirties all around. Let's see a Dirty Paul.
A sexual technique. Insert middle finger.
Everything
in
involves
anus.
The asshole, it seems.
Ralph. Please, you're such a fucking... You're so old school. Dude, asshole's the whole thing now.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a sexual it's a new vagina?
Yeah, pussy hairs back and asshole fingering. Mm. Insult middle finger in anus with palm facing towards you.
It sounds like anus, medical.
While right twisting. Guy.
Quickly turn your hand so that the back of your hand is now facing you. While twisting, cram your finger in as hard as you can and yell, yeah, it's the Dirty Paul, bitch.
That's very involved.
In a sentence... Man, I'd totally give the Dirty Paul to that bitch while she was asleep. Okay.
All right, that seems violent.
This is aggressive.
That seems very aggressive. Let's go around the
Paul,
room.
Paul, very fitting of Paul's personality.
Paul, by the way, Paul, if you know Paul, all he does is cram his finger in assholes.
That's it. Don't fall asleep around Paul, we say. You're getting that palm up.
This is easy. This is a short one. What the
Dirty
fuck is
Bobby
that?
Dirty Bobby is just vodka and limeade. Damn, Bobby.
Bobby, you got
dick.
Fucked on this
you
one.
You ain't shit, Bobby.
Damn, Bobby, you got nothing.
Vodka and limeade? What are you trying to lure a 12-year-old over, you piece of shit?
What are you
shit?
Trying to get fucking...
What was the store out of Zima, you fucking
you trying to get Hazel 2 years ago? What's going on here?
Bobby, I wanted to call you in for something earlier. I forget what it was.
It was a joke.
Something great that I said. You missed it. I needed you. There's only one set of footprints in this.
Oh, look, this is not an asshole thing. Dirty Laney.
Dirty Laney is when a woman squeezes a man's nipples while pinching the tip of his penis until he orgasms so hard he shakes.
Crabbing.
I don't know if I'm going to come
who's
from...
Who's going to come from this move?
Yeah, I'm not going to come
Bobby,
from my
Bobby, come
head
here. Let me try something on you. Get over here. Just going to walk into this.
Just getting your head, dickhead squeezed and your nips... I don't like my nips fucked with anyway.
I don't. I think that women don't understand that men don't enjoy nipples.
No, some do. Black guys. And they love it. You like it too, Paco? Paco likes his nips worked with.
He's partially black.
He looks
like
very
that.
Enthusiastic
yeah.
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
He's got some color in
he's
him.
He's a smug.
Yeah.
Well, he's playing with his nipples right now. You just can't see it from this angle.
Like, yeah, well, he's lucky he's not a bone through those nipples. He's from some Tongan place.
Where is he from? I don't even know where he's from.
I don't know. I'm guessing one of those face tattoo cultures.
Is it Seal? From Seal? Is it from the Seal land? Seal culture?
He could do one of those fucking weird angry tongue flippy dances. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He should come in
his
he's
from Once
Were
Warriors country.
who do we did we get? Do a last one. Do a Dirty Mike, and then we'll do the first and get out of here.
Dirty Mike? Limeade again?
Bobby, we got to try Dirty Bobby.
Dirty Mike. The guy puts a slice of
cheese of
his choice.
At least it's up to Dirty Mike.
Of what? Mike, what kind of cheese? Are you eating on keto? I'd say maybe a Munster or a Gouda. The guy puts a slice of cheese of his choice on the girl's vagina and then a bun and eats her out. You don't want cheese and breadcrumbs in your snatch, dude.
Horrible.
I mean,
horrible. What is wrong with you,
sorry,
Mike?
Hazel.
It sounds like
you're
a
lovely
infection.
Young lady. I meant your vagina.
Mike,
you want
Mike,
breadcrumbs in
awful.
Your vagina? What kind of bun? Potato bun, I'd say.
Probably.
You're gonna get the less
at least a King's Hawaiian or something.
Wash
yeah.
down with a Dirty Bobby.
Yeah, walk out with Dirty Bobby. There you go.
That's right.
Hazel,
put
if you had a
schoolgirl outfit on her and go to fuck.
If you had to pick one of these to happen to you, which one are you picking? Besides
oh my Lord,
dirty...
that sounds like a threat, Ralph.
And she has to pick one.
Hazel, now
dirty
which
Francis.
One of these things are you going to do to get out of here? When a partner wears a biking helmet covered in rusty nails,
what?
Similar to a sea urchin.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Ralph, just keep up, you boomer. That's what Lewis always calls me. When a partner wears a biking helmet covered in rusty nails.
You know, like a sea urchin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And runs at partner two from a distance of
partner two? Are there three partners?
Ralph, no, like the second.
But why runs at the partner? Why do you have to identify partner? They're not running at themselves.
This guy, you're so old Hollywood.
It's very technical. You
but
have
it's,
to be...
if you're running at your partner and there's only two of you in the room, why would you have to identify which number they are?
Ralph, maybe they have an observer.
You're not a science major,
I don't like it.
Ralph.
I don't
why
like it. I'm already out. You're taking me out of the Dirty Francis.
No, not yet.
All right.
Approximately 10 yards while partner two holds their urethra open in an attempt for partner one to thread the needle. Player one would say, man, Bill was late for practice today, so coach gave him a Dirty Francis.
Coach?
That's a stiff penalty. For
wait a minute. So
by
coach?
The way, he didn't even miss practice. You talk about a speech where practice?
He's late.
We're talking about practice? This is the time when you need that. Put up Iverson. We're talking about practice. Not a game. You're going to rusty nail my dick hole? We talking about practice?
Dirty Francis. Not rusty nail. Dirty Francis.
Hope he got a tetanus shot. He just got a Dirty Francis.
Oh, my God.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Ralph,
that
you
made
don't know
my
shit about sports.
That made my
it's so disheartening.
Hurt.
You don't even know that reference to sports?
She doesn't know it either.
She's a child. You are an adult man.
That was used in a commercial. That was? I don't.
Anyway,
I don't get it.
One of those famous speeches in NBA
history. I don't know any of it. I'm busy running. And he's late.
I'm
going to
start,
start
flooding this place again.
All right, and then let's do the first with Hazel. Hazel, tell us a little bit about you. How about that? Because this whole show was a clusterfuck. Thanks to Jay.
Do you want
to
shit on Bobby's chest? I mean,
you want to give him a dirty? You want to give him a dirty Francis?
He looks tempted.
You want to cram a rusty nail on Bobby's dickle?
Like you know,
I'm
like
totally
a sea
down
urchin.
For that, yeah.
Like a
nice.
Sea urchin.
That's pretty cool. Oh, dude, all of our nails are new. Oh, no rusty bad. Ones. There's no point. There's no tetanus shot involved. What are we doing?
Hazel, tell us a little bit about you. We don't know much. We were planning on a very different show this evening.
We don't know much.
We do, too. She has no problem with getting pissed in her butthole as long as it's in the shower. She's going to try
it. She said
it.
That. She did say that.
And I think she said she has a bush.
Did she? I didn't hear that.
I think I said it. She just didn't disagree.
I do have one now.
There we go.
It's a new thing.
That you let it grow is a new thing.
I'm trying out different shapes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But, what right should now? I do
what
next?
What current shape are you
I just
doing?
Have like the little basic triangle.
It's not. That's the
I
like.
I say go big with it and do a decagon.
Wow.
Yeah, 10-sided.
That's a lot of words.
Like a D&D
ten
dice.
Sides. Yes.
That on there.
Exactly. Like a Magic the Gathering dice.
And what do you do?
It's an intricate job. I'd say get an uptown Puerto Rican to handle that one. You're gonna want the straight razor.
Maybe one that's you know, already in the garb. What do you do exactly? Tell us a little bit more about you.
I'm an adult actress. That's a nice way of putting it.
Okay, that is a nice way of putting it. We're gonna do the first with her, and then we'll wrap this up. Is that fair?
Wow, Ralph, what a great interview.
I'm sorry, I try to push. Jay, you go.
He goes, I'm an adult films actress. That's nice. He goes, great. Let's wrap this thing up.
I gave her some room to elaborate, and I felt like she didn't want to.
You don't think she wants to elaborate? Where are you from, Hazel?
New York. Upstate, though. The upstate. Shitty part.
What part? Trump country.
Yeah.
That's everywhere but New York City.
Yeah.
She's ashamed of her swastika tattoo above her coot.
That's why she's letting it grow out?
That's why she let that bush grow back. Hey, you make mistakes when you're young. Who knows?
Fair enough.
You know, that reminds me when I used to watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Damn.
What do you consider? How about this? What would you consider old school music?
Nirvana.
No, she doesn't know Nirvana.
Yes, I do.
She doesn't know them. She knows them, but just she's never been alive while Kurt Cobain
But she
has.
May not know them.
I've never been to a concert.
Did you know R. Kelly was a singer and not just a baby rapist?
I don't know who that is.
Bam! What? Pow!
Says the girl who likes to get peed on now.
She'll find out soon
enough.
Lucky
you.
She'll find
out.
Well,
if you're only going to be heading out in the piss community, we're gonna send you may come across that name.
We're going to send you some research material later.
Yeah. You want to go to R. Kelly's house?
Sure. All right, let's do it, Shay. Let's hit the first.
The first time.
You know, I can't believe we did 40 minutes. I'm surprised.
Ever I
saw. You surprised in 40 minutes?
It was fast. Why are you always going to give me attitude, Jay?
I got to do this is 7,000 hours of broadcasting a week.
That's the question. Why do you always got to give me attitude?
I think you may seem like I can't believe we got to 40 minutes.
I was surprised.
You can't talk to me for 40 minutes?
I don't want to talk to you for 40 minutes.
Damn, dude.
It would also be cool to get a couple ads in here, so stretch it as much as you can.
Don't tell me what to do, Shannon. I'm in a bad mood.
Shannon, Hazel's not taking her clothes off, you piece of shit.
Come on,
sorry,
Shannon.
Maybe
And Shannon, it's hot as shit in here, too, because the goddamn air conditioner's off.
Fuck, Shannon.
Maybe
it's
you
hot.
Should take your clothes off for
Hazel's not taking her clothes off.
You want to see my shaved ass? Is that what you're
night.
Telling me, Shannon? You're ruining everything.
Show everyone your shaved ass, dude.
Is it I'm because your ass is all stubbly now?
Not anymore. It's past the stubbly phase.
Does your ass look like Crockett from Miami Vice?
Yeah. It looks like Edward James Olmos.
Nope.
Shannon got that one.
It's like Abe Vigoda, right, guys?
Oh, man, I haven't laughed this hard since Barney Miller. Nothing. Nothing.
I remember Ricky Ricardo told me the story. So now, we're going to do this. We already know the answer to one of them.
Do? That
the first.
Aggressive.
She already know the answer. She let one out already.
What, fart?
The name of the show is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. We ask people their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. It would be the first concert you ever went to. You just told us you've never been to a concert.
Yeah.
Never,
I mean,
ever.
I've been to like one rave, but it wasn't really my idea, and I don't know if that counts.
Are you from like a very wholesome upbringing?
Yeah.
Where did you go awry, so to speak? Or
I was
turn
just kind of always...
What the fuck kind
is
of question
that a wholesome
is
thing?
That?
It's not a wholesome thing.
What the hell kind of shit question is that? So we're going to take a left for the old shitstorm, you know what I mean? Fucking guys and stuff on camera.
Turn the fucking air conditioner on, I'm dying! I don't care anymore.
How dare you?
When did you start getting into this business, so to speak?
What happened, coming abusive up boyfriend or something?
In a very wholesome background, when did you find this path?
I think I've been in for like 2 or 3 years. I've always kind of been very open. The boyfriend... lost my virginity to I ended up what's it called? How did I forget that? I did anal with him.
You forgot that?
Yeah, I
forgot
that.
This was
her
first concert story.
I know. I'm sorry.
She already answered.
Listen. Then you asked me.
So did he get you into it?
Yeah. He was super into it. He was weird.
Into anal sex. He's the one that made you get that got you into the adult industry.
No, but you asked me where it all stemmed
from. I got you. Okay, fine. But so now you went to a rave once, but you've never been to any concerts.
Yeah.
Is there any concert you would want to go to?
I was supposed to go see Suicide Boys, and then that never happened. So
Jay,
Suicide.
No idea who that is. You?
Bring them up.
Let's see who they are. I have no idea. Are they also old 12?
I bet I'm going to hate this.
Oh, I'm sure. What do you think is going to be? What kind of music? Don't say anything. What kind of music do you think it's going to be, Jay?
DJing.
I don't think it's DJing. Suicide Boys doesn't sound like DJing to me.
Okay.
It sounds like rappers to me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can you play Suicide Boys?
Which one is this one?
It's from the 60s.
This is not them. This can't be them.
I don't know this song.
It's a 2-minute song.
Is this them?
Yeah, but I don't know this song.
You don't know the song? I'll be honest with you. Probably one YouTube comment, you could meet them and be in the band by tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. I was right, though. Rap.
Is that what that was?
I think it was rap.
Hmm.
What would you call it?
Like a subgenre of rap.
Subgenre
what's,
rap.
What's your favorite song that they do, Hazel? Forget It, Paris, Avalon.
Paris is a good one. Paris is a good
Let's try that one. Maybe we're going to, Jay, maybe we're going to get the Suicide Boys on this.
Yeah.
Why do the videos look like they're all shot in the 50s? Wow.
Where are they from?
I honestly don't know.
I mean, you can't deny their lyrics.
Yeah, they're not good at what they're doing. But they look cool. I
used to be like emo, so that's where that's coming from.
It sounds like I don't know, like almost like Rocky Rappy nonsense.
It sounds like both parents had to work.
Okay, thanks, so that Bobby. That oh there they go. Look at them, they're tough. They're really tough and mysterious, Jay.
White guys with face tattoos.
Yeah, they're fucking really tough.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Look, his shirt says illegal. He doesn't give a shit.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know, I toured with Korn.
Do you know who Korn is?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
I can't believe
it. It's the
first thing. All right, now how about the first drug you ever did, if any, at this point?
You guys know this. I don't smoke, but I did. I've tried a couple times. I don't like that everything is like zoomed in.
Drugs, okay. You mean?
Drugs. Have you tried
you
any
take drugs?
Weed.
I mean, right this moment. Oh, and weed. So you've never taken any drugs?
Yeah, just weed.
Only weed?
Only weed. And you didn't like it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's because you're getting in.
Jump to porn, skip drugs.
Yeah. I kind of did everything backwards.
Yeah, that's what true.
No, don't start drugs now.
It started with the anal. Get it? Started with the anal. See everything backwards.
Started with the anal. Now we're here.
And now the first time you had sex, you kind of let that out of the bag, right? Your first boyfriend, 2 years ago, you said.
Not 2 years. It was.
She said 2 years ago.
She's been in the business for like two years.
Oh, sorry, my mistake.
My first boyfriend, I was 16.
Okay, 4 years.
And he butt fucked her in the porn, Ralph.
Damn.
Listen, do you not listen when women
talk?
In his
dad's car.
No.
I'm sorry, miss.
In your dad's car?
Hazel, you're
his
a lovely
dad's
lady.
Car.
Oh, his dad's car.
I'm sorry, Ralph doesn't hear women. I hear you.
I don't.
Thank you.
Jay, you
just
hear.
Just so I want you to know,
hold
Hazel, tonight you were heard.
Jay hears. I listen.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You fuck. You don't listen at all. You didn't remember how long since she was been in porn for.
I forgot her name until I looked down and saw it.
Ralph doesn't smoke weed
that
either.
Hurts.
Why doesn't he remember shit?
We're just
barely friends. Why should I remember your fucking name, for God's sake?
Oh, here's Ralph. He's burning it all down now.
Damn. He's going out in a ball of flame.
He found
fuck
this
it.
Young girl doesn't want to fuck him. Look, he's burning the whole thing down. Stupid anyway.
I'm going to burn this goddamn studio down.
Look,
fuck everybody.
Know, porn star's got a pretty short shelf life.
Zoom doesn't work. I don't give a shit. All right, let's do plugs, Jane. We'll wrap this up.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, please, Hazel. Hey, is that right? Yes, Hazel. Please.
Yes.
Give us all your plugs. Anything you want to promote.
Okay. Probably my Twitter. I just got a new one. It's More Hazelnut because they don't like my name.
More Hazelnut. M-O-O-R-E.
Yes.
And then Hazelnut. All one word. No underscores or anything.
Just one word.
That's Twitter. Okay. Anything else? Any OnlyFans page or anything?
OnlyFans is Hazel Moore with the number 3 and then X.
Hazel Moore 3X.
Yes.
Fair enough. Okay. Jay?
BigJComedy.com. All my days. This is live right now, right?
We are live right now.
Just a little bit late. Tomorrow through Saturday, I am in Charlotte, North Carolina. I think there might be some tickets still available. I'm not sure if they're sold out yet. But come check that out. Next week after that, Moon Tower Festival in Austin, Texas. There's a live bonfire happening there and a bunch of other shows I'll be doing. After that, me and Ari Shaffir in Miami. I got Portland coming
up. Wait, wedding in Miami? So my brother would go see that.
I think the end of this month. I'll let you know. It's me and Ari are doing the improv couple and Justin Silver. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then, Portland's coming up. Skankfest is coming up soon.
Yeah. It's all we were just talking about that. Skankfest is coming up soon.
It's going to be fucking great, man. I'm so excited. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff coming up. And of course, the bonfire on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Let me ask you a question, Shannon. Who was the show on Saturday for SDR? Because I don't know off the top of my head. Do you know?
The show coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday. Because I don't ever plug the other episode when we're doing the show live.
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
I should know that. I just posted it today.
311.
311? No, you don't know who they are.
Hold on, good.
Hold on. Grandson? You're a grandson? No, you don't know.
Hey, blow.
I think 311. Suicide Boys? You ever hear them?
Seen them. She almost saw them.
She almost saw them.
Diamante.
Oh, Diamante. She's a guitarist from, she's in the rock and roll world. That is this Saturday on the SDR show.
Guitarist in the rock and roll world?
Yeah. Not, she's not in the Suicide Boys.
Well, she's a girl.
Why not?
It's very her very cool boyfriend.
And her very cool boyfriend who was in Lit. Who Lewis got, no, not Lit. Was it Lit?
That's no, Lewis fought with Eve 6.
Oh, Lewis fought with Eve 6, right.
Eve 6 sucks ass.
Lit. The boyfriend was in Lit. And he's supposed to be in this area.
Eve 6?
Shannon, we got to reach out to him because they said they're going to be here at the end of September. I would like to get them in the studio. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other show on health and wellness called The Good Sugar Podcast comes out every single Monday. Did you know I'm a top-selling author? I never bring that up anymore. But
it's not top-selling.
Hit top 100. There's 10 million books in Amazon. Top 100.
It's like back in the day with our show and Ralph go, dude, we cracked the top 40,000 on iTunes.
Out of a million, if you're in a top 100, that's fucking impressive. Then it's 10 million. I'm going to punch you in front of her.
Why?
I'm going to put you through that glass like you did to the guy that pissed.
I'll tell you what, dude. This isn't you. For a guy's never been in a fight, don't fucking misdirect that puke anger. I didn't puke in your stupid fucking elevator. I didn't get a fucking, I didn't get a dirty Laney in your elevator. Is that the one where you
didn't
puke
give me
everywhere?
A dirty Francis? and then I think that I did a bunch of shows lately.
Big finale, Rusty Nails and all of our dicks.
Everybody, that looked like sea urchins, like it said. Shannon, your plugs.
Plug our dicks with that nail, Shannon. Get the helmet.
Give us a
get
dirty the helmet. Give us a dirty Shannon.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And on the most recent episode with Gas Digital's own Robbie Bernstein, we talked about both of us being COVID survivors and how I got very close to sex recently and still managed to not have it. And now I'm 3 years and 6 months with
God
it.
God damn it. 3 years and 6 months. Shannon hasn't gotten any fucking dirty anything.
So go and listen about it.
That's almost as long as Hazel's been in pornography.
Yeah.
Or alive.
Yeah, it's because I've been listening. You've only been hearing. Friend, Paul, you have anything? I don't remember if he does.
Yeah, check out some of the other shows on the network that I work on. Disgusting Hawk, Legion of Skanks, High Society Radio.
All right, and Bobby, lean forward. Give it on mic one.
You can follow me on all social media at TheBobbyHutch. But more importantly, like Paul said, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use promo code HUTCH and get $1.50 off and 7-day free trial.
Sounds better if you say 20%.
$1.50
sounds
off?
Shitty. 20% off sounds better.
Man, really? Say 20%. Yeah. That was almost like, are you insulting me?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's not right. I don't like it. All right, let's do a song of the week. How about we do this? I can't. I was going to say let's play a Suicide Boy song, but I can't do that in good conscience.
Why?
Because I hated it.
It's back from back in our emo day.
How about this? What can we play? Let's play it.
That song takes me back to the first time I got butt fucked in a show. I got pissed in my butt.
That was a good time. You got a Dirty
my
Francis.
My first Dirty Francis.
Do you have a song, Jay, you want to hear? Anything you've been listening to lately?
I have. I've played this one a lot, but I'll do it again. I've been getting into Everlast Side Projects, War Porn Industries, great one, World's End. Great song.
So the album...
I don't even know if the tongue is done.
Oh, so the two different songs?
This
you
is on
say?
YouTube. It's going to have to be.
Okay, but what's the song is called?
World's End.
But what did you say before that?
War Porn Industries. That's the name of the band.
Oh, that's his new band.
It's just one of his projects, yeah. It's great.
All right, well, we'll see you next week on the SDR show. Hopefully things will be working. World get frantic. We bombed the whole planet.
You've been listening to the SDR show.